What is really going on, crypto savages? You are listening to the CoinSpice podcast with host C. Edward Kelso, editor-in-chief at CoinSpice.io, your home for spicy crypto things on the net.
Let's start here. The CC Forum, is this the second year or?
Third. It's the second year, but it's the third edition. We kicked off last year around Halloween time, and we had this Black Tie Halloween Awards gala, and people were wearing masks, whatever. You don't get that many blockchain or crypto events with where you have to wear a tux. But that's one of those occasions. And that kicked off really, really well. And we then went on to produce a joint edition in Malta in May this year with a whopping 5,700 people attending.
Wow.
That's big, yeah.
And you know, you sort of alluded to that in the beginning here, but you've moved from Malta, which was known as, or is known rather, as Blockchain Island, back to merry old London. What was the reasoning behind that?
It's in London. We are anchored in London, in the UK. But what we did, by way of exception, because we were invited by the Prime Minister of Malta, we got to Malta and we went for a joint edition with the Maltese partners in Malta in May. But we're English through and through. And we'll be taking us on a global tour around. I'm quite happy to share the cities: Dubai, Kuala Lumpur, Seoul, and New York in 2020.
All right. So this year, last year you had thousands of participants, if I remember correctly, and I think you said the number was like 7,500. Do you have some kind of expectation for this year as well that's similar?
Well, we are not up to the numbers in London, because the important thing is that we've been seeding and filtering our participants for the third London edition this year. We're up to the quality, and that what really makes things outstanding, make us stand out, so to speak, because we seem to have garnered the top people, top speakers from within the industry. Whoever is available. They're all coming to the UK to take part in CC Forum as a speaker or a panelist, whatever. There will be fireside chats, there will be heated panel discussions and head-to-head standoffs. That's what CC Forum is known for. But apart from that, what we'll be having is there are two or three things that make it absolutely unique, I would say. We'll have the so-called Investors Hub. What that is, it's a roped-off VIP area where around about 23 biggest family offices, investment funds, and VC capital firms will have speed dating with the startups of their choice. Okay, and these guys have a whopping $50 billion under management.
Whoa!
A great part of that are Middle East money. They're coming. They're all coming to London, because London has been, and I hope will always be, the financial capital of the world, despite the Brexit implications. So that has not been done before, and we have it there. We're absolutely privileged, and I don't think any other blockchain or AI conference actually can boast that, because we are particularly focused on the investment side of things. Our ultimate mission is make sure that we are used as a bridge, sort of as a platform, to bring together investors and bright, promising global startups.
And I also noticed that among the investors and some of the bigger names that we're going to get into within the ecosystem here, you also have a few ministers of parliament, if I looked at the speakers list, is that right?
Can I correct you? It's a purely English thing. Members of the parliament.
Okay? Sorry, you're exactly right. You're exactly
right. You're right, because apart from that, we will also be having a few fully-fledged ministers. But again, it has been unheard of for any blockchain conference in the UK or a part to have as many. We have four MPs confirmed to speak, keynote. The reason being, I mean, it's quite simple, really, because in some way, old England has been cottoning on to the thing that unless it jumps and races with the blockchain technology and AI technologies, it somehow or other will just be left out. They will miss out on that. So that's why there is this sheer zeal, sheer need for them to jump on the bandwagon, just like all the rest of the world. They haven't been too anti-crypto or anti-blockchain, nor they have been.
I was about to ask.
Mm-hmm. Proto. That's just a kind of a sort of, let's say, a geographical compromise. Obviously, because London is very convenient geographically, but apart from that, ideologically, if I may say so, it provides just the right settings for the. Despite, or probably because of what's been happening in London, as you very well know, with the prorogation of Parliament over the recent few months, with this Brexit saga going on. So the long and the short of that, blockchain technology has matured so much as of today that even the bigger governments like that of the UK, they now consider it as a serious sort of need and a sheer need for them to embrace it and jump on it. Last year, we did have two members of parliament who were keynoting. One was keynoting, one was panelist. But this time around, we have four MPs. We have two members of the European Parliament coming over to join us, for that matter, including the famous Eva Kaili, who is in head of in charge of all emerging technologies department of the European Commission. And we also have Dimitris Tsiragis from the European Parliament, who wrote the legislation for the EU. So you can imagine how big it has grown, okay? And apart from that,
unbelievable. You know,
well, what I'm going to tell you now is going to be even more unbelievable, because as part of the CC Forum, and very much part and parcel of that, we'll have a very special satellite pre-event to that, a blockchain reception at the House of Lords. Believe it or not.
It wow. And this, so this is for Yanks now. The House of Lords differs from members of Parliament or the MPs, the lower house. It's I guess, the hereditary, roughly equivalent to our U.S. Senate, is that right?
Exactly, yes. Only with one little difference, that you have the senators who we don't inherit this these titles, unlike the lords. But essentially, it's just mm-hmm. the upper chamber of the parliament, absolutely. And it will be hosted by a one of the most senior members of the European Parliament, Lord Waverley. He's now getting on to 70, but he's just discovered the joy of blockchain recently, and he's been super promotive of the whole idea of the blockchain technology coming onto the British soil, and he volunteered to actually host this reception at within the Houses of Parliament. It's never been done wow. before, so we are the pioneers here.
Yeah, I would say so. I you know, I've heard of some in the United States. We've had some governors attend. I should say former governors attend, and maybe some candidates, but nothing quite on the level that you're speaking
on that
of now.
Scale. Yes,
unbelievable.
It's just unbelievable, really. We've been having like 3 or 4 or 5 speakers approaching us on a daily basis, and these are not any old speakers, but you know, really one of the topmost speakers, and we have to say no to most of them because we just can't possibly place them on any panel, or let alone give a keynote, because they all have been taken either by the gurus or by the policy makers and investors, really. That's how it is. We're cramped, that's true.
Very interesting. And so to kind of sell some tickets here, not that you need the help, but sell some tickets here within the cryptocurrency ecosystem, the red blood, the red meat of it, for us anyway, what sort of caught our eye here at CoinSpice is that you've got a bit of a first. It's certainly not the first debate for either gentleman. But you have Dr. Doom, Nouriel Roubini, the famed economist, going up against Bitcoin Jesus, Bitcoin.com's founder and chair, Roger Ver. How the heck did you pull that off?
Well, it's a very hard question to ask or to answer, really. It's a bit of a mixture of diplomacy, and there's been a great deal of diplomacy, believe me, when you're talking about these polar opposites, worlds apart, I would say, yeah. Right? A bit of pushiness and a bit of charm, if I may say so. These are the three components that really has produced this result, but both are confirmed. Rubini will be taking part in two things, really. One is this epic panel, which is called The Flaws of the Modern Centralized Financial Systems. It's challenges and ways of possible solutions. It's longish, I know, title, but it really just distills the whole essence of what it's all about. And he will be debating with Brock Pierce, Bobby Lee, Owen Vase, and perhaps Roger, he will be joining us as well. And after the lunch break, we'll have an absolutely epic standoff. It is in one-to-one format. And by the way, we launched that last year remarkably well. We had as many as four duels on existential topics like, will we need traditional banks in 10 years' time? And we had a vice president of Barclays, for example, in a bank, doing a debate on main stage last year with somebody from the crypto side. But this time round, we have the epitome of two worlds, the fiat and the crypto. Obviously, they're both controversial, but they're absolutely important personalities in every way. Mr. Doom was the one who allegedly foresaw the financial crisis of 2008.
Right.
And around this time, because of that perhaps, following this crisis, it was Roger, who is a young man, spotted Bitcoin as such. He was not into Bitcoin Cash at the moment, at that point in time, but in Bitcoin as such, and started investing. He was essentially the very first, the number one investor in Bitcoin.
That's right.
Cryptocurrency in general. So these are absolutely historical figures, if I may say so, over this rather short span of time, historically 10, 11 years, but it matters. It's an eternity for this hugely dynamic and rapidly developing space as blockchain and crypto. So we have them representing these two polar opposite views, and let's see what will be done. I can tell you about something about the format of this. A duel, these duels, I think we'll have another one.
And I love it that you call it a duel, by the way.
It's a duel, exactly. It's a duel. It's a challenge, because it's not just a debate, presidential debates, but it's a duel is a more meaningful concept than just a debate, okay? Because what happened here is that Roger was the one who challenged Nouriel for this debate, okay? Obviously, we've been having our fair share and negotiating and getting this all done, really. But the long and the short of that is that Rubini has accepted that. Okay, that's a bit of a duel. It's a challenge. It's throwing down the gauntlet, as in the olden times, and picking it up, if you draw medieval comparisons.
I think it's a fantastic pairing. I've been watching Rubini for years now, just take apart my guys, the cryptocurrency guys, kind of one by one, and he comes at it two different ways. One, of course, is from his, you know, academic perch, being an economist, someone who claims to have called the 08 crisis, as you mentioned. And the other is just he gets down to our level. He just becomes a complete vulgarian and starts throwing the F-bombs and everything else.
Yeah, right you are. Absolutely. I subscribe to all what you say. Yes, and believe it or not, they've never actually met before.
I was going to ask, yeah.
Not just on a stage, but anywhere, as far as I know. I might be wrong, though. I'll ask Roger tomorrow, but I don't think he has ever met him. No.
I know they have never debated before, and
no.
They contrast not only ideologically, but also in their personal debating style, because publicly, Roger's a kind of a notorious teetotaler. He's very prim and proper. I mean, he'll get in there and scrap with you. He'll give you some fisticuffs. But Rubini is going to go right for the jugular, and that's going to be a super interesting...
Well, I do hope it's not going to come to fist fighting. You never know. It might well be.
Roger knows jiu-jitsu, so that'll be over quick.
I have to tell you something about the very layout, the format of this duel, or these duels, right? We'll have them on main stage, obviously, you know, properly lit and all that. But they'll be, it's a standing duel with barriers or rails, whatever you call them, right, separating them. with a second, a moderator in between, and the audience will be actively involved, or I would say interactively involved, in what will be going on the stage, because they'll have a special app. It's now being worked out for us. And the audience will have a chance of an opportunity of voting and supporting, for example, if they are with one of the speakers and they're not with the against what the other is saying. It will all be reflected on the broadband screen in the backdrop, okay, just by simple clicking on the mobile phone. And at the end, we'll hopefully decide who's going to win, not just by the sheer, yells and applause that it normally has, but graphically, it will be graphically projected onto the backdrop screen to see who has won, really. The idea is not to actually win. The idea is really, I'm not joking here, it's the idea is it's all fun and it's all well and good when it keeps the audience entertained, but the fundamental reason why we're doing this is just really just goes back to what the fundamentals of the CT Forum's concept is, really. And that is, to put it in a nutshell, providing the opportunity to polar opposite views to come on stage and distill the essence, really, of what it's all about. You see, it's cracking down on the existential issues. And I believe, perhaps with the possible exception of the world climate change, nothing is more important, well, certainly in the world of business today, than reshuffling, reconsidering, remodeling, whatever you call it, the banking, the world financial system as it is today. Because to me, and that's the reason why I'm doing this, really, it's a bit of a rotten edifice. It does have a lot of pluses, advantages, really, but deep down, it's a bit of a rotten system that really has to be reviewed and revised. And nothing is more considerable in this respect than the decentralization, the crypto, and the technology that underlies it, the blockchain, really. So that's really, really important to make sure that we have various views on the same topic. The more provocative, the more augmentative it is, the better off we are.
Wow, that's very well put. So let's give the folks here listening in, when does this occur? Where can they find more information, tickets, and all that good stuff?
Very simple. You can Google us, one can Yahoo us, whatever not. We're called CC Forum London, Investment in Blockchain and AI. You just two clicks on Google, and that should lead you to our website. And there it's all absolutely on the plate. You have the speakers, you have the agenda, you have our various other pages. The other thing we have, as I'm saying, is we'll have the Black Tie Awards Gala. It's a dinner with awards giving ceremony involved to celebrate the achievements in this industry. And we have a whole range of nominations, seven nominations with Oscar style statuettes and things. For example, the best thought leaders in blockchain and AI in 2019. The investor of the year in blockchain and AI, the news medium, the journalist, and so on and so forth. Everybody is welcome to apply. We have a transparent blockchain sort of jury consisting of seven judges, and they'll be voting anonymously. Very simple, just to fill out the form. But both companies and individuals are welcome to apply. And in this unique settings, because we're holding this at the Queen Elizabeth Centre in London, which is the most central area you can possibly imagine. And that's one of the reasons why we have so many MPs, because it's literally 200 yards from the Houses of Parliament.
Very nice.
Yeah, so we'll be having the evening event there on the first day of the conference. Black Tie Gala and awards giving ceremony. terms and conditions are apply, obviously, but you're welcome to go on the website. It's all there, crisp and clear. If you want to be part of that, we'll have a cultural program there as well. It's not just sort of about the awards giving. We'll have the winner of cello competition, Tchaikovsky competition, an extremely talented cello virtuoso coming over to London to play for us. And we'll have an opera star from the Parisian Opera who will be performing arias. So it's a very, very important cultural as much as business settings with all the top investors there.
Wow.
Yes, it's big.
Yeah, it sounds like a really kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity this time around. So,
well, I wouldn't say so, but it's certainly it's once in a year opportunity because it's partly because of this very idiosyncratic, but I like it this way really, culture that the UK still retains. You know, you can't think of a Black Tie Gala in Malta. Come on, forget it really. Or whatever. But in London, it's just the place. It's the old England. It's the special charm in that, okay? And we have those funny invitations and whatever. Yes, and candlelit chair tables, you know, and you'll see it all. So you're more than welcome, whoever is listening to us, to go online. CC Forum London, Investment in Blockchain and AI, and many things you can learn about it.
Very, very cool. So I'll have links to all of that in the episode show notes. CC, like cryptocurrency, CC Forum is in London this October 14th through 16th, a 3-day fair. Some unbelievable speakers from members of parliament to the Roger Veers of the world, the Tone Vases, the Nouriel Roubinis, the everywhere in between. Looks like a fantastic gathering, and for my money, the big deal is, of course, the one-on-one, and to be there in person would be simply fantastic. So thank you, Max, so much for coming on and giving us the inside scoop here, and best of luck with the conference.
Thank you very much, Ed. It's been a pleasure to have been hosted by you, and hope to see you again. Bye-bye.